Hello, this is Dorothy. In addition to the weekly format of this podcast, in which I offer practical and spiritual wisdom that I lovingly share with you each Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, I am so excited to offer a second format of amazing content. It's called Ask Dorothy. These episodes reveal the inner workings of what really happens inside a session of therapy and life coaching with me. Here, I dive into the richness of content that each client brings to our sessions and how we best navigate what insights, teachings, solutions, and of course, healing and wholeness abounds. I know that listening will offer you much wisdom and guidance in the ways that bring to life what you need, and also how to implement the best practices and teachings that I share to honor all of what you seek and all of what you are becoming. In each of the Ask Dorothy episodes, you will also hear my candid observations and commentary, and the process for how we arrive in a place of harmony, relief, clarity, understanding, and the true change that happens in each and every session because of a client's willingness to grow, to evolve, to move beyond their comfort zone and into the revelation of what they already know, what they learn to be capable of, and what they desire most for their life. My job is always to support a client's progress and to provide the right tools and best therapeutic practices to ensure that each client will reach their goals, including to be all that they wish to become. I hope you'll enjoy the Ask Dorothy series as an opportunity to have the knowledge and insight of what we can do together. If you have a question that needs my love and helpful guidance, please write to me. All right, so let's jump into this episode and Ask Dorothy. In this episode, it's a Q&A. This is a wonderful question that comes from a student who writes about her experience in my audio meditation course, The 10 Sacred Habits of Meditation. You can find the course in the School of Wisdom and also on Insight Timer. If you're interested, I will leave a link for it in the description. The question: your explanation about letting thoughts occur helps me experience a more clear understanding of what the meditation experience is about. I am grateful. I am working on letting thoughts occur outside of my meditation practice, without using resistance to those thoughts that do not serve me positively. Do you have any suggestions on making those experiences flow more smoothly? My answer: to notice one's thoughts in daily life is an example of being mindful, self-aware, and observant. In meditation, we are taught to allow our thoughts presence, but to not be distracted by them, rather to return our point of focus unto our breath or another point or object each time we become distracted. This practice is to help us train the mind outside of meditation, to release thoughts that are unwanted and untrue. One of the many benefits of meditation is the practice of releasing thought and a return to the present moment. We do this thousands of times each day. When you notice thoughts that are not helpful and that do not serve you, notice if these are thoughts that require further exploration and understanding. Our instinct can be to avoid or disavow thoughts that cause discomfort, rather than to look at them and discern whether they are thoughts that act as reminders of what is important and needs our attention, or if they hold accuracy and truth. And if not, how you will then replace them with thoughts that you choose proactively. To live awake and aware in your life is to have the ability to notice your thoughts and to allow them to pass and to choose the thoughts that you most wish to hold. We often don't allow ourselves the luxury of observing the thoughts that enter our mind and to decide what positive action we will take, whether to note these thoughts and return to them later, to question them for accuracy, or to simply observe and then bring our mind, our focus into now, to exist in the present moment, in full awareness and in witnessing of what is, and to decide what new thoughts will be best and most helpful to hold. There is a difference between noticing a thought and giving it your attention, and whether you believe it to be true. Meditation is the practice for how we observe thoughts without attaching meaning and value to them, and allowing a thought to be a tool of momentary pause, perhaps to reflect upon, to decide if that thought is helpful, or part of a habit of thinking that you no longer choose to give your attention. This is how you learn and understand more about yourself, your thoughts, and any limiting beliefs that you hold, which continue to impact your moment-by-moment thinking and how you feel. You can change the patterns that keep your mind in a state of repetitive cycling of invasive thoughts and critical self-talk, or to notice if your thoughts cause you to avoid and distract yourself from what you do not want to think about. To tell yourself to think differently or positively is not enough to release thoughts that linger. Because these thoughts, if they originate from problematic and untrue beliefs, will continue to resurface. To truly release any unwanted thought, you must disprove it, and then rewrite the thought based on what is true, whether in your mind or on paper. Here is a best practice for how to release a thought after you first decide it is not entirely true nor accurate. Write the thought that is not serving you. If this is not possible in any particular moment, then hold this thought in your mind for a time in reflection and observe it with self-honesty as you ask yourself this question: Is this thought absolutely correct and 100% true? Allow your inner voice to answer, your heart wisdom, to reaffirm what is accurate. This truth is important to unearth. You can create an elaborate dialogue in your mind that has no bearing in truth if you allow yourself to continue to focus on thoughts that do not serve you constructively. Instead, use this helpful means of assessing whether a thought is accurate and 100% true, and if it is not, to release the thought as you remind yourself of what is true. What is true for you right now? To focus on what is true and what is desired transforms your thoughts into powerful representations of the moments that you live. These best practices help you to live in the ease of what is true, rather than the thoughts that you may have practiced and gleaned from what you have been taught to believe. And as you continue to learn more about yourself and to hold thoughts that are true, encouraging, kind, and supportive, you move along a path of self-acceptance, positive growth, and you use your free will to decide and honor your truth. For the students of my course, the 10 Sacred Habits of Meditation, and as you seek better means of releasing unwanted thoughts, I hope that this is helpful. I'm also going to leave in the description a link to a cognitive behavioral therapy best practice titled Choose How You Feel and a meditation video titled The Present Moment. Thank you so much for listening. This is Dorothy. Namaste. Thank you so much for joining me in this episode of the Wisdom Podcast. To hear more, please check out the other episodes right here. And I'd love for you to subscribe and share your feedback on this or any episode with me. And then join me at dorothyratusny.com, where you'll find the Wisdom Blog, the inspiration for this podcast, the latest online courses that I teach, my YouTube videos, and the Wisdom Archives, which are an extensive library of guided meditations, mindfulness musings, spiritual teachings, and best therapeutic practices for your whole being, and to nourish and heal your life, plus many other special offerings of love. Please also visit me on social media and say hello. Allow yourself to go within, to access your inner wisdom, and to live this. Awaken your authentic power, live your truth, and be love. Thank you. This is Dorothy.